surprises.
It's going to be a great night, and it's good actually to come here, and you don't get to see everybody in one room. I tell you, if there's a bomb lands in this room tonight,
the whole UK radio industry
is going to be very quiet.
Chris Moyles will be back on the air before you know it.
Heaven forbid. Chris Moyles, yeah, of course he will. And he should be back on the air now. He's waiting to tell us.
John, what do you think the highlight is going to be of the night tonight? Why should people stay listening?
I think it's just going to be full of surprise. There are a lot of people who are going to be coming up for awards this evening who are not backward in coming forward with their views of life, and I think that's going to be interesting. And I actually think there'll be a lot of humble people there on the awards this evening as well who will just be grateful to be recognised by their peers. And that's the great thing about the Sony Radio Academy Awards, is that it's actually judged by your peers. And I actually think if you're going to be judged by anybody, those are the people, because it actually says you've done pretty well.
Mr. John Holmes.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Good,
can you see over the edge of that balcony there?
She's just going to go on all the
let's
time.
Let's get the small jokes out of the way.
Let's get them all out of the way.
Good.
It's like Hugh Dennis was actually here, isn't it?
Have you reserved your seat at the front?
Yeah, again. I'm going to stand on the table. You know how it is.
Simon, what are you doing here? I didn't see you in the nominations list.
No, I wasn't. I'm not in the nominations list. I've had an email from the powers that be at Capital.
Okay.
And I've been invited, which is, I think it's probably something to do with doing 10 years on the air.
Wow.
But I know we've been kind of getting votes for this Golden Headphones Award thing, but the fact that, you know, I'm expecting a lot of national names in there, and if we figure in there, I'll be amazed. But, you know, it's just nice to be here again.
Welcome to the Sony Radio Awards 2013 now. Noah Nicholas Martin Evans, here he comes. Noah, what's his name? There you go.
And the winners of the Sony Golden Headphones Award are, from BBC Radio 1, Dan and Phil!
And I also sat on my headphones on the way out here, so now I don't have to buy a new pair.
The station of the year under 300,000 is KLFM 96.7!
Come on, from the Sambuca lady, come and get your award!
And the winning presenter's programme was praised by the judges. They chose it because they thought it would be really, really funny if someone who was sacked by the BBC actually won an award for another show on the BBC here tonight. It gives me magnificent pleasure to say the goal goes to the Danny Baker Show!
Danny Baker, Danny Baker, Danny Baker, Danny Baker, Danny Baker.
But I genuinely, I've had a couple of three of these recently, and sometimes I thought it's because I had cancer. And that was a... I know, I did. I thought it's a sympathy vote, but plainly it isn't. I want to say thank you so much to everybody here tonight. I really enjoy having a blank sheet of paper every week from the BBC. They let me come in, make up a show, and I think a lot of people here will know what an honour and a privilege that is. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Campbell Davidson. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's gold for the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with Wix. Woo!
This is the big award tonight that I know you suckers that work for the BBC dream of working in the commercial radio and winning the big one, branded content. I need to thank, seriously, commercial radio, we're funded by the advertisers, and on our breakfast show we're sponsored by Wix. You can see them at the back, they're just flat packing their table tonight.
And the person who's receiving this award has been already doing this for 20 years. I'm very proud to call him a colleague and a friend of mine. And it's impossible to tell you what the British music landscape would look like without him, because he is part of absolutely every successful band that's come out of this country in that time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honour to give this special award to Steve Lamacq.
I'm flabbergasted. I really am. This is obviously very special, as some of you know. I've just celebrated 20 years on the BBC, and I've never won one of these things in those past 20 years, so to get one in this special year for me is just absolutely amazing.
The man who's hosting the whole awards is Chris Evans.
Good evening.
How are you? You've got a 20-minute, an hour break. What do you do in your break?
I go outside with my wife, take in the fresh air, and talk to Brian Connolly. That's what I just did.
How very showbiz.
It's great. I love Brian Connolly. He's fantastic.
And in terms of... the kind of whole routine of it? You've been doing this 3 or 4 years or something now. Does it get? Do you have to try to find ways to make it fresher and make it sound new and exciting?
It's like doing a radio show. The more you do it, the more relaxed you get. The more relaxed you get, the more sort of space you find to have a bit of fun. And I'm definitely having more fun than I've ever had before.
We are going to talk to the current Radio 1 Breakfast Show presenter. Mr. Nicholas Hello. Grimshaw.
How you doing?
My friend Nick.
Hello.
I think we've met 3 times
we
now
have.
In the last
How
year.
How you doing?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah,
we're at
you're
the
good.
Student Radio Awards and
yes,
the Radio
we
Festival.
Yes.
Are you stalking me?
We're like best friends. I'm bloody obsessed with you.
When we started, the twins were 16. On the shows they're showing at the moment, they're 16 and they're now 41.
Wow. 41.
Yeah,
the twins, that could be my mum.
We've got 82 together.
Wow.
Excellent. They're 10 years younger than me to the day, actually, more or less the same time. So that's how we know. Because I was 26, they were 16, 41, 51.
You're 51?
Yeah.
Look at your
Pat
face.
Sharp, what a man.
Look at Pat Sharp's face. He looks brilliant.
So Mary's up for the sports award tonight, and yeah. she's been gathering autographs of yeah. everybody.
I know, I got Chris Evans's as well,
yeah,
which is good.
He'd sign anything, though. Has anybody said no?
No, they've all been really nice. I like Dermot O'Leary, he was really good.
Ah, he's sweet, isn't he? He's yeah. about your height as well.
So if you beat the 11-year-old girl in your category, how guilty are you going to feel?
No, I love it. I love it. She needs to learn young. You need to learn defeat early, Mary.
No.
All right, come on. No, I'm pretty sure she's going to win.
Yeah.
Because it's nominated, and they've obviously
Passionate
loved it.
Presenter who displays a genuine warmth and humour that appeals to a broad audience. It's Dermot O'Leary.
We're over the moon. We want to thank our wives because we go to work every Saturday and Radio 2 give us this incredible honour to play the music we want to play for 3 hours a week, and most of it's maudling Americana and people still listen, which is quite extraordinary, but our wives just let us go and then have a nice day off. Thank you to Radio 2, all at Radio 2. You let us get on with it and really appreciate that. Thank you. Too.
It's Brun for Ken Bruce. The best bronze ever. Silver is Lauren Levan. Anyway, so the gold winner is
Christian O'Connell.
Hey!
Could you just do my name as well so we can get it as a jingle, please? Okay. Please, can you just do my name? Please, thank you very much.
The winner is Christian O'Connell.
Show leaves you wanting more. The goal goes to Keris on 6.
All right, Keris Matthews.
Surprise, John. I'm just gobsmacked that it's you giving me the prize. I listen to you every morning.
Thanks, Keris.
Now, Chris has been too aggressive all night, just scaring me. So don't stop me now, okay? This is
don't
my first.
Don't stop me now.
Basically, I want to dedicate this to the BBC. Because despite all the backlash and the criticisms, Radio 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, BBC Sports, World Service and 6 Music are still quality. And without them, we would be all the poorer. Thank you for this.
The breakfast gold goes to Sam and Amy.
Oh, wow. My wife is due now, tonight. And I took a gamble on whether I should come down to this or not. And I just can't believe it. So thank you very much indeed. It's overwhelming.
And the judges said that the winning programme not only captured but also created extraordinary scenes and memories that will live on and inspire. 5-star coverage of the greatest show on earth. The sports program gold goes to 5 Live Olympics with Peter Allen and Colin Murray.
I'd like to say thank you, Ashley, to the people who organised the games, because I don't want to be a boring old fart, but I thought they were absolutely fantastic and made me proud to be British.
The station of the year, 1 million plus, is Metro Radio.
Come on, Metro Radio! Party time! Oh my goodness me! It's already started, or have we merely interrupted it?
They're up
come
and
on,
dancing.
Come on, come on!
UK station of the year is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Okay, I suppose in many ways it had to be. I know you're probably busy listening to your own radio stations at the time. But every morning when I drove home from Radio 2, I tuned into 5 Live. I couldn't wait to get home and watch the telly, and they guided me through where I needed to go on the red button. It was a truly superb performance. Of course, they had the greatest content to deal with, but we know so well that doesn't always guarantee success.
The UK brand, radio brand of the year,
is Classic FM.
No way! I thought it was going to be Smooth Radio. Come on, Classic FM, come on!
So I'm delighted to announce that the winner of this year's Gold Award is Richard Park.
We are all working in an industry that has shown much of Silicon Valley and other areas that we are alive and kicking and, in fact, still at the forefront. Here's to radio, folks. What do you say to that?